Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We are closing out James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. And before closing, we want to look at another passage and try to make application of what James has been teaching in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. James is dealing with the humanistic viewpoint of self-sufficiency. In verse number 13, it says that self-sufficiency is planning without God. We make the plans. We don't include God. And James said that this is not acceptable unto God. Secondly, he says self-sufficiency is failure to recognize the uncertainty of life. There are 1,000 things that could happen to thwart our plans. So we need to be careful how we make plans without God. Thirdly, James says that self-sufficiency is failure to acknowledge God, verse number 15. Fourthly, he says that self-sufficiency is boasting, bragging, and arrogance, and this is sinful. Verse 17, he says self-sufficiency is a sin. But I want to look at a passage in Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. And this particular story tells us of how a man planned and did not include God in his plans. In Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21, rather, it says, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pour down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God." About a month ago, in the second Sunday fellowship in this area in West Tennessee, I preached from this text, How Not to Be a Fool. There are three things that we can extrapolate from this, and I believe they speak to what James has been teaching in James chapter 13, verses, or chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Jesus says, this man was a fool. How so? Because his grounds brought forth plenty. He did not have room enough to bestow the new crops. So what he decided to do was to build greater barns and to put his new crops in the larger barns. Then he says to himself, soul, take thou ease, for thou hast plenty for many years. This text suggests to us that this man was a fool and was sinful in the fact that he spent everything he had on time and not eternity. Everything that he worked for was for right now, nothing for preparation for the world to come. His crops, his abundance, his wealth. He took no thought who sent sunshine and rain, provided the soil, who gave him strength to get up and get his wealth. Notice the pronouns, I 6 times, my 5 times. He spent everything he had on right now and nothing for eternity. He was a fool. This depicts the man that James talks about, going to such and such a city and doing such and such a thing, gaining a certain amount of profit. All of this planning without God. This man spent everything he had on right now and nothing for eternity. Secondly, he spent more on the material than on the spiritual. We need to be very careful about our plans, talking about all the material possessions that we have accumulated, the cars that we drive, the houses that we live in, the clothes that we wear, the jewelry that we possess. Spending all that we have on the material and nothing on the spiritual. Our children, it's a setup. Our children are waiting for us to die. And as Jesus says, and then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? They'll spend more time arguing over mom's jewelry and dad's car and truck, more so than grieving the loss of their mother and their father. This man was a fool because he spent all that he had on time, right now, and nothing on eternity. He spent more on the material than he did on the spiritual. A man's worth is not measured by how much he owns, but who owns him. We will not be judged based on what we have, but how much we have shared. Thirdly, this man was a fool because not only did he spend everything on right now and nothing on eternity, not only was he a fool because he spent more on the material than on the spiritual, but he spent everything he had on himself and not anything on others. It never crossed his mind to help his neighbor. It never crossed his mind to share with those that were less fortunate than he himself was. So he was a fool. We need to be careful about talking about what we own and what we possess, because there is another voice that will speak from eternity and will say, thou fool, who shall these things be that thou hast provided? We need to be careful about how we plan. Now, when I was growing up, during my time, our parents would share with other neighbors in the community, and if you bought a cup of sugar, you could get a cup of flour from, they could get a cup of flour from you. And so that's the times that we lived in. But now we almost barbecue in the house because we don't want anybody to smell the smoke because we don't even want to share a piece of meat. But we need to be very careful how we plan. Now, if we don't want to be a fool like this man was in Luke chapter 12, then we need to reverse what he did. Instead of spending everything on right now, we need to lay up treasures in heaven where moth neither rust or moth or rust or thieves enter in, break through, and steal. But lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33, Jesus says that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. We shouldn't spend all that we have on the material and nothing on the spiritual. And finally, we shouldn't spend everything on ourselves and never concern about others. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we come, we thank you for this opportunity. We trust and pray that we be mindful of what James has taught in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. That we be careful how we plan, that we would always include you in our plans, that we would always acknowledge you in all our ways and lean not into our own understanding. Father, we ask you to be with all that on the call, whatever we may be going through, give us the strength to endure if you see fit not to remove them. Help us to remain faithful and steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, and that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.